The Beginner's Guide to Wholesale Real Estate. In this lesson, we will explain and break down wholesale real estate for a complete beginner and top three mistakes are made that you must avoid. This is precisely for wholesale real estate in the United States, but with a laptop and an internet connection, you can wholesale USA real estate from anywhere in the world. As a person who launched back in 2005, it's very easy for me to get tempted in using big words and vocabulary, but I promise to make this all about you so that you can make a solid foundation that you can build on top of. Build the right foundation for a wholesale real estate business. In fact, what I have noticed a whole lot on this wholesale street are people who stumbled into the business and started cold calling homeowners without a proper foundation. First of all, cold calling is dead, and I will tell you a bit more about that in a few minutes. But let me remind you of what the scripture said in Matthew chapter 7 verses 24b to 27b. A wise man will build his house on the rock. 25. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like, see, a foolish man who built his house on the sand. 27. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. To be very honest with you, I was one of those types of beginners, and my hope is that you take this lesson to heart and avoid my mistakes. How the 2008 wind and flood blew, beat against, and wiped away my $3 million wholesale real estate business. I had very quick success right out of the gate when I launched my business in 2005. Even though it took a whole year for me to close my first deal, I paid $3,000 for a course around December 2005, and I closed the first deal in December 2005, making a net profit of $10,000. Why did it take a whole 1 year to close my first wholesale real estate deal? Let's blame it a little on the fact that I was also finishing my master's degree in engineering management that same year. In the next lesson, I will share the story of how an anticipated $20,000 net profit became $10,000 and how you can also avoid that same mistake. Within my first 24 months, I raked in a whopping $3 million and $58,000 in revenue, of which I kept a whole lot of that money. Then the 2008 recession wind and flood came and wiped everything away. It would be easier for me to blame it on the damn feds and the banks that allowed the existence of subprime loans in the first place, but also with that same attitude, I would miss some very important lessons to take away and wouldn't have been able to share them with you right now. The market crash that happened in 2008 will happen again, but here's the worst part. It will happen in a different form because the blind spots are always shifting. How do you build a foundation that prepares you for inevitable market crash and still make money in any market? All you have to do is avoid these three mistakes that I and most beginners make. Then you will be all set and, more importantly, positioned to capitalize on any market, bullish or bearish. I will share the three mistakes in a second, but first, what is wholesale real estate? Wholesale real estate is the heart and science of marketing to find deeply discounted properties, locking them up by writing up and executing purchase contract for them, and finally selling or assigning the equitable rights to purchase the property to an end cash buyer investor in exchange for an assignment fee. Wholesale real estate broken down and explained in details. As I just mentioned, your target is to find a deeply discounted property. So the next natural question is, how deep does the discount need to be? As a wholesale real estate professional, you cannot afford to offer more than 65% of what the property would sell for in today's market if it was all fixed up. In addition to that, most people in their right mind would not give away a house that needs no repairs at such a steep discount. The deal estimate will adjust for and pay for the repairs. So the houses you will find will typically need some repairs. Usually, there is some type of stress associated with the ownership of the property. The property has failed to be an asset and is more of a liability, and that creates the opportunity for you to add value to the property owner's life. The simple math and five steps of wholesale real estate. So for example, step one, we pull data of vacant homes in pre-foreclosures from www.empirebigdata.com. Step two, we sorted the list and initiated contact with 100 property owners. Step 3, A lead was generated when the owner of 123 Main Street expressed interest in selling with an asking price of $105,000. Step 4. We need to write and execute a contract with an offer, so we used a free tool at www.dealestimator.com to calculate a maximum allowable offer, MAO. After repair value, ARV equals to $200,000. Initial maximum allowable offer equals to 65% times $200,000 equals to $130,000. After a consultation call with the owner, we found that estimated cost of repair equals to $31,000. So we adjusted the maximum allowable offer. Final maximum allowable offer, MAO, equals to $130,000 minus $31,000 equals to $99,000. After a second consultation call with the owner to negotiate, we offered $80,000 and made a case with the amount of repair needed for the house to perform competitively on the market since we are investors. We made a deal at $84,000 and then signed the contract. Step 5. We initiated deal disposition by going back to www.empirebigdata.com and pulled the data of all the cash buyers within the last 1 year in the same city and county where the property is located. We then notified all of them without prejudice, offering them the deal at an asking price of $109,000. Here's how we came up with that number. 70% of the after repair value, which is 70% times $200,000, equals to $140,000. Then $140,000 minus $31,000 equals to $109,000. Three cash buyer investors called back and one executed an assignment contract within 24 hours at the asking price of $109,000. We got the contract at $84,000, so we kept the difference, which is $109,000 minus $84,000, which is equals to $25,000 in assignment fees. Our seller is happy to get rid of a liability, and our investor is happy to acquire a new project where she can potentially make $60,000 profit. More importantly, we've added to our business relationships and potential referrals in the nearest future. We'll rinse and repeat the process. The three mistakes most wholesale real estate beginners make. It's very important for you to know the risk involved in making these mistakes. Many thousands attempt this business daily in every real estate market in the United States, and as you've probably noticed, only a few will close a few deals, and many will close one deal out of luck and no more after, because they have no systems in place. Mistake number one, get rich quick versus business. I'm not gonna lie, you can get rich fairly quickly based on most people's standards with this business model, but you will fail if you don't treat it like a real business, as opposed to gambling away with time and not well thought out marketing strategies. Most people in this digital era do not appreciate unsolicited calls from strangers, so there is high likelihood that cold calling will not work for you. And that's also partly because our attention span is shorter. It's very likely that you will get frustrated out of that process before you close the deal, so it's pointless. This is a real business and not a get-rich-quick scheme. Real marketing skills must be involved. Mistake number two, people versus properties. Driving for dollars will help you build a list of a few properties that will most likely never become deals as you drive away your life and car breaks. All marketing strategies work, but most humans will not work these gimmicky strategies until it works, because it's the most expensive form of useless data collection. This business, like all businesses, is a people's business, and the properties are just a product. So digital age marketing skills to create effective and efficient campaign outreach will create a stable business system for you. The guy and girls that close their first deal out of driving for dollars are less than 1% of people who attempt it. It's just a shameful thing to admit that you allowed a guru to talk you into driving around like a chicken with a lost head with no results to show for it. It's about marketing effectively and efficiently to people in a trackable and measurable way. We only recommend smart real estate wholesaling. Mistake number three, marketing versus legal practitioner. Most beginners waste too much time with logo and website designs that will never generate a single lead. Some others waste so much time on trying to set up the right type of LLC because of the excitement of newness. Don't make that mistake. Be excited about motivated and distressed seller leads generation. Be excited about learning marketing. Conclusion and the main lesson. Marketing is a skill set that you can transfer to any other types of business, even if real estate doesn't work out. You can do it 100% from home, as your job is not to represent the interest of buyers and sellers. That's what licensed agents do, and I encourage strategic partnerships with them. In due time, a lead generating website and LLC that protects your business will solve real problems, just not yet. Don't engage in solving non-existing problems. The first step and first problem to solve now is to find deeply discounted properties. And maybe the first real problem is to learn how to do it properly. To learn more, go ahead and download my two books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. For a quick start guide, go to www.11dayschallenge.com to set up a lead pipeline in 11 days.